Eyes that big with the eyebrows on it. It's beautiful. Call me over. Gave me the embrace. I go. And the thing was that morning, I wanted, because it was the last morning, I wanted very much to get dressed up for Bob. And I didn't have anything to get dressed up in. And he provided it. When I got back to the room, and Mary told me the sari was hers, and that Bob had said that she could give it to me. So I still have it. But every, what you might think, dumb little thing I wanted that week, he gave me. The simplest thing. And that I wanted very much to give something to Mary in return, but Baba had said no gifts, so I didn't ask. That evening he sent Gohair to my hotel, asked me to get something for Mara in New York. And she said, "Now I want to give you the money for it." And I said, "Well, if it's all right with Baba, I would like to take care of it." And she laughed and she said, "Baba said you wouldn't take the money." Well, on that, the last day of the darshan, Baba had said that whoever was still in Pune, whether they had had their hour or not, must come that afternoon for prasad. And I think a lot of the Easterners had hung around in Pune on the chance that he would say that. So there were a great many people that afternoon, and each one went up to Baba to get prasad. And it went on very late. And Irwin and Edward Luck showed up for that last hour on that last day. And then there were five of us. And Baba said that Maharji would take us to Bombay the next day. We must all go back on the same flight to New York. But that we were first to come to Guru Prasad to say goodbye to him. And when we went out that morning, I knew that I had as much as I could hold. But I still didn't want to leave, and I was crying. When I went up to Baba, I didn't want to go. And there was such a pained expression on Baba's face. And I had the feeling like I'd caused that somehow, but I didn't understand it. And I forgot about it. It was over, it was gone. But I'm going to jump now to 18 months later at the East-West Gathering on the last day. Baba also had all the Westerners come and say goodbye to him one at a time. And in that time, because I had been spoiled rotten the year before, and during the East-West Gathering, nobody got that much individual attention, right? And I reacted like a spoiled brat. But so that all I was thinking of on the last day is, I'm going to get one more embrace, you know, and to have that touch. So that I was feeling very happy when I went up to him, just thinking about, I'm going to have one more embrace. And when I leaned over, kissed Bob on both cheeks, and I said, "Thank you, Bob. Thank you." When I stepped back, he was beaming, like the light was pouring at him. He was grinning from ear to ear. I reached up, both hands, from his chair like this, and went like that. And I remembered the year before the way I'd left. And realized he was saying, "That's the way I want you to be, as happy leaving as you were when you came. There is no separation. You take me with you." And it was also, it struck me that in saying, in being happy and saying thank you, I had pleased him. And how little he asked. You know, for me to be happy, it was his pleasure. And I put that together with all those times of him saying, "Are you happy? You know, are you happy?" And the point was, I really do want you to be happy. But it was also the idea that look of pleasure on Baba's face was the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. And it filled me with such pleasure, you know, that it would be worth anything in the world to see that moment. And it's still that expression and that last very personal contact is my most vivid memory of Baba. It's the one I bring back when I'm feeling most angry at myself, thinking he does love me, and or when I'm most down or upset, and that tremendous light it's still there as a major support. And I felt then that, that those two meetings were probably the, that was a complete whole. That, and I felt that that would be the last time I would see him. But that there was a lesson there, and it was complete on that last one.
Good story.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.